So we'll go behind the scenes a little bit. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We knew Daryl was going to join us today. We thought it was going to be by phone. And then Daryl had to come into the station for something, and he texted Dan, and he said, hey, I'll just come into the studio. And all of a sudden, the door flies open here. Daryl walks into the studio, and Daryl says this.
Dan Pitcher's probably going to be the next head coach of your Cleveland Browns.
Now.
And then you said?
Why do you do this?
I'm probably going to keep the liquor store that's right down the street next to me in business for years to come.
This is like...
Pitcher is the offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Who doesn't call plays. And by the way, I just want to point out to everybody, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, and Ja'Marr Chase do not play football for the Cleveland Browns.
Are they available via trade? Cloning? I mean, they're getting close with sheep. We might be onto something.
Well, wasn't there a rumor that Tom Brady was messing around with cloning?
There was a rumor that Tom Brady was messing with cloning.
He cloned his dog or something?
Yes, yes.
And then Daryl said, if you listened closely to Andrew Berry on Monday, Andrew Berry said...
Yeah, they're looking for their next Kevin Stefanski.
And I looked up Dan Pitcher just so I had a little more background on him. Guess who Dan Pitcher looks like?
Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, my God, does he ever?
Andrew Berry has a type.
Either that or it feels like...
He's got a tinge of gray. He's got, like, all of his hair, like Kevin. He's got a tinge of gray. And he's got, like, I've got a beard, but I don't really have a beard. It's the same guy.
He's got a little Jeff Phelps in him, too. Receding hairline.
Oh, you son of a...
This is like Heath Bell coming in from the bullpen at the All-Star game and sliding into the pitcher's mound.
I got jokes. What can I say?
That's what I am right now. This is what I'm dealing with right now.
It's been a 5-12 season. I got jokes.
Okay.
Dan Pitcher's hairline's not receding. Mine left. It didn't recede. It just left.
No, you still got some on the sides and the back.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Daryl, don't tell me this.
Daryl's on fire.
This feels like Dan Pitcher, the way that you're presenting this feels like is when you'd look at the kids and be like, you have a Kevin Stefanski at home. You don't need a new Kevin Stefanski. You have a Kevin Stefanski at home.
Like I said, you have to really pay attention to what is said in these press conferences. And I'm not saying you don't. I'm talking to fans. You got to really listen to what's being said. And I've gone back and I've read the transcript a couple of times. I've cut the video multiple times.
I love doing that as well, by the way. I go back and read the transcripts.
Yeah. I've clipped the video a couple of times too. And listen, the search should be over. It should be John Harbaugh. They should have kidnapped him last night.
Oh.
Put a blank check in front of him, a contract where he gets to fill in whatever terms he wants to fill in. Name your GM. If you want to keep Andrew, great. If you want to fire Andrew, go right ahead. Like, I just, if anything.
Head coach and president of football operations.
Yeah, whatever. Yep.
Operations.
Like, now,
make
I will
up a
say
title.
This.
The Browns are good at that.
Yes, they're very good at fancy titles, not very good at actually winning games with said fancy titles.
Oh, give it time.
Let's put it this way. If they won as many games as characters in the fancy titles, we would all be very, very happy and we'd not be sitting here doing this for like the 12th time in the last, I don't know, 15 years, right?
And if they're available to write our resumes, we're interested.
Exactly. It's like they put all the titles into ChatGPT. Hey, here's the role. Come up with fancy title for said role. Spit it out. That's the put in the prompt and then here, right?
Four words or more, please.
Can I interrupt for 1 second? So I saw the picture of Dan Pitcher.
You mean the picture of Dan Pitcher?
I was hoping you'd catch that. So I saw the picture on his bio, and then right beneath it, they have video of him speaking.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing dark horn-rim Buddy Holly glasses and his goatee and beard a little more prominent. And I swear to God, I looked at it and I thought, what's Greg Williams doing on that Bengals stuff? He looks like Greg. So we're crossing Greg Williams and Kevin Stefanski. Now, that might be a football coach.
I really think they're going to go with unproven coordinator dude. Pair
you
him.
You really do?
Yes. Pair them with an experienced offensive coordinator, Todd Munkincloff. And then...
And Tommy Reese is doing what?
You're going to have to, Jim Schwartz will have a decision to make. Does he want to stay on as defensive coordinator or does he want to go work for somebody else? Because he's going to interview for the head coach job here.
Tomorrow.
Right? And... I mean, let's look at the human element of this thing first. Like, let's set aside the whole football and what fans may or may not want. The human element is usually, hey, if I'm interviewing for a promotion, but I don't get the promotion and they bring somebody else in, what do most people usually want to do? They want to move on, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, if the right opportunity presents itself, yes.
Yeah, and again, I'm not saying that that's what Jim Schwartz wants to do or is going to do. I'm just presenting that, like, that is just a fact of life, right? So I would like them to keep Jim Schwartz, regardless if he gets the head coach position or not, because I just think he's a phenomenal coach. I don't think him, even though him and Tommy Reese are both going to interview for this job, I don't think either one of them are getting this job. And
which,
you know,
one has a better chance?
Well, Schwartz, because he's got the head coaching experience. Reese is 33, I believe, if I remember correctly. And listen, I mean, if the Bill Belichick thing didn't work out in North Carolina, as far as them hiring him, Reese,
Tommy might have had the gig.
Tommy was expected to have that gig, right? You know, he was tied to the Michigan job. He's tied to a couple, I think it was UCLA as well. Didn't get those jobs. And look, I don't think he's ready to be a head coach yet. I think he needs a little more seasoning. But he's going to be a head coach in the next, I'd say, 2, maybe 3 years.
NFL more than NCAA?
I think he's going to have his pick. Honestly, I'd want the NFL more than the NCAA now.
It's a saner environment.
Yeah, well, and it used to be college football was the saner environment, even though it was just as difficult as far as, you know, flying around the country. But the college football landscape has changed so dramatically in the last 3 to 5 years. I'd rather have an NFL job over a college job.
Guaranteed contracts in the NFL. I don't have to re-recruit you every single year.
Right.
Yeah. It's a valid point. It's a really good point. Daryl joining us in studios, of course. All of his appearances are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So how... This is the part of this that's so interesting, is the fact that we've seen this list of candidates and none of them have been Mike McCarthy. We haven't heard that name at all in there. We haven't heard
which, by the way, was a name I heard 2 weeks ago.
Do you think we're going to get those in a little bit, or do you think they really are going unproven coordinator and that's who they want to talk to?
I think so. Your list right now, let me just read the list. This is who we know the Browns are interested in, okay? Jim Schwartz, Tommy Reese, current coordinators here with the Browns. They both will interview tomorrow. Dan Pitcher, the Bengals offensive coordinator, does not call plays down there. That's Zach Taylor's job. But and again, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow do not come with Pitcher. Okay, so like, let's also keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But he's got close ties to Andrew Berry. They know each other very well. They work together. So, like, let's not discount that. The defensive coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks, Aiden Dirty, who does not call plays out there either.
No.
Okay.
And if he did, they might not understand him because his accent's so thick.
Well,
it's not that thick.
Rim shot? No,
it's
rim
not
shot?
That thick.
Oh, thank you.
It's not that bad.
Come on. It was a rim shot opportunity.
He's not from like.
He's the defensive version for the Seahawks of Alex Van Pelt.
It's just giving you a rim shot opportunity. Menigan's not behind the glass. He couldn't hit it.
I know. Todd Monken, the Ravens offensive coordinator,
soon
to be
idea?
Former Ravens offensive coordinator. Yeah. Freddie Kitchens, offensive coordinator here. He is, you know, been requested for an interview. And then John Harbaugh, you know, they obviously reached out to him, or his agent, I should say,
yesterday.
Have you
heard anything, though, that like he's going to...
I think he's going to end up with the Giants, or he's going to sit tight, see what happens with Buffalo and Green Bay in the playoffs, because he has his pick. I mean, it originally was Kevin Stefanski was going to have his pick.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's John Harbaugh
who
has his
Kevin's
pick.
Number two on the hit parade now.
Also, as the Packers lose their mind and fire Matt LaFleur, you beat him in Green Bay and get him on the play now.
Who you've already chatted with.
That dude knows his stuff. That is a good football coach.
Riddle me this one, Daryl. You're around these coaches a lot more than we are. When do other factors come into play? There are only 32 jobs, you know. And with so
what do you
many
mean by other factors,
well,
though?
With so many guys like coordinator du jour. I need to be a head coach. Boom! I don't care where it is. I'm taking the job.
Right.
Other factors. Harbaugh's family has Cleveland ties. Yeah. Harbaugh spent a lot of time here.
It's a great story. I just don't think it's going to happen. No matter how much time I invested last night on X trying to will it into existence, I don't think it's going to happen.
Maybe some guys. I don't know Harbaugh. Maybe Harbaugh doesn't like New York. and doesn't want the idea of living. You know, when do other factors like that come into play, or do they not?
I think Harbaugh wants the Giants job.
I think it'd be a great job.
I think
that's a great job. You've got a quarterback.
You got Jackson Dart there.
You've got a running back in Scataboo. You've got Malik Neighbors. Andrew Thomas.
If Buffalo
you got
opens
Burns
up,
on the other
that's
side
a
of the
great
ball.
Job.
And a couple other guys too. Abdul Carter's pretty darn good in his own right.
Here's the thing: the Browns' job.
You got that bad turf though.
Is way down the list. It's in front for me. The Browns' job's in front of the Raiders, the Cardinals. And then it's the Browns, because everybody else has quarterbacks or has invested in a young quarterback, okay? And they're not the Browns. Like, this is in the lower half of the available jobs.
I've seen rankings, and I think I've seen six different rankings of the jobs. The Browns have been ranked third by three of them.
It's because of the defense, Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward and Carson Schweichinger.
Pretty strong pillars.
But six by the other three.
It's an offensive league. Defense is not going to win you anything. Just look to the Cleveland Browns of 2024 and 2025.
You have to score points.
Right?
Need to score points. Yeah, yes, that is a factual statement.
Look how many games they lost.
Preferably
because they couldn't
not
score
just
20.
By your defense.
You know, on that alone would get you that football consulting gig.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
By the way, I am available for consulting, Browns. I could really help you turn this thing around. His name is John Harbaugh. He would flip that organization on its head. Here's the thing. I do hope they at least they get the opportunity to interview him.
I hope they do, too.
Just from the standpoint of, John, tell us everything that's wrong with us and how you would fix it. And then I would have a recorder. I would record every word he said. And then as soon as he leaves the room to take the Giants or the Green Bay or the Buffalo job, I would implement every word he says. I would. I really would, because the way they do things doesn't work, okay? Like, if you haven't figured that out in 13 years, pretending to be the smartest people in the room is not helping you. It's not giving you any type of advantage. And listen, I'm all for the football nerdom. I really am. I'm not against it. I know there's people in town think I'm anti-analytics, and no, I'm not. I am for anything that can give the Cleveland Browns a competitive advantage, because if there's ever a franchise in pro sports that needs any competitive advantage, well, it's the Cleveland Browns. So I'm for whatever it takes to get that advantage. But the problem is, though, is they still don't know how to apply some of that sometimes. And I think that's something that Kevin struggled with. And, you know, you just can't do certain things if you don't have the players to accomplish them, right?
Do you have an extra couple of minutes?
Yeah.
I have a question that I didn't get in. We got to go to break. I want you to answer when we come back.
I'm on pins and needles.
Well, you want the question now?
No.
All right. Daryl with a question coming from me momentarily. Maybe he can give me some insight, because I'm still trying to figure it out. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan. Daryl Ryder in studio. Back to Baskin and Phelps. I am the Phelps part of that, the Baskin part not here today. Dan Menigan filling in for Andy Baskin. It's tough to say that Dan's filling in when Dan works on the show every day. Dan just slides over. He's coming out from behind the glass and sitting down in the Baskin chair. So I like that. I like having you out here.
I like you doing the Randy Newman Family Guy thing for me, too.
What?
You remember, what is it? It's the end of the world episode where Randy Newman's got the piano just singing about what he sees? I feel like that's what you do.
Yeah, you're rehearsing your play-by-play.
Flannel Mary, man.
You just rehearse your play-by-play. That's all it is. You just practice and play-by-play.
I'm trying to get
all play-by-play is describing what you see.
I got to get the Collinsworth slide in for you. That's the next thing.
Look out the window. Here come two guys.
Wait, you going to do the Collinsworth slide?
Here comes Carlita.
Here we go. There we go.
Is that how it's done?
Well done. That's Daryl Ryder. Daryl's in studio. Hey, by the way, I'm not going to put you on the spot because, you know, it's not like we're on the air right now. If you want to leave after you answer this question, go ahead. If you want to stay, it's up to you.
That's fine. I got, you know, whatever I'm going to do this afternoon is make phone calls and get my cardio in.
Nice.
Good man.
There you go. My
healthy lifestyle.
The question that I have is this, and I don't mean this to be a wise guy question. I truly
Which means it's going to be a wise guy question.
No, it's not. I truly want to know the answer. I went on record some time ago and said coaches don't survive three wins and whatever this is going to be.
Right.
Well, it turned out to be five, as it turned out. You know, we thought it might be two, three, or four for the longest time. Well, yep. It turned out to be five. Coaches don't survive three wins followed by five wins. That doesn't happen in the NFL very often. And I said in the weeks leading up to the end of the season, I just, because I like Kevin, and Andrew did have a nice last draft, and I thought, I'd give it one more year together. How did Kevin not survive three wins followed by five wins, but Andrew Berry did?
So, two things. One, Andre Schmidt now is the long-lost kicker that we've been looking for. And Andrew Berry found him and stuck with him.
That was an odd thing for Jimmy to say, wasn't it?
And I'll just leave it at that.
Could we just say Andrew also gave Dustin Hopkins a multi-year contract?
And drafted a kicker?
How'd that work?
So the question, the other day when I joked with you, I couldn't get a question in with Jimmy. The question that I really wanted to ask Jimmy was, okay, yeah, no one's going to dispute that Andrew Berry had a good 10 months.
He added four guys to the team through the draft that we like, and he signed Malik Collins.
But here's the thing.
Good on you.
But here's the thing, Jimmy. What about the previous 4 years that led you to this position right now?
Yes.
And all the moves that were made that led you to this position, and his campaigning originally to do the Deshaun Watson deal, even though you guys pushed it over the finish line, but he's the one that pitched it. It was his idea.
Was it?
Yes. Okay. So, now... The reason Kevin didn't stay, and Andrew told you again, if you like, you just got to listen real closely.
And it was interesting that Andrew was in on the decision making,
right,
because he clearly let us know that he was.
I know, shocking. Andrew voted for him to keep his job. I know that'll surprise a lot of people, but he had mentioned.
Sometimes you need to be behind the glass for the rim shot. But I'm glad you're out here. Go ahead.
You're the one who told me to come out here.
I know I did. I know, but I missed the rim shot.
But
I need a rim shot button.
I just need a shot.
Wow.
Andrew told you on Monday why Kevin didn't stick around. And it had to do with whatever was going on behind the scenes. The quote, and I'm paraphrasing the quote, but it was something to the effect of, there wasn't enough progress made in areas independent of outcome of games. Okay. In other words, it wasn't about the fact that the Browns won five games and they expected him to win tremendously more than five games with the roster that Andrew Berry assembled, which is why I asked Andrew what I did. So what you're saying is Kevin sucked at his job, but the roster you gave him, that was a winning roster. He should have won with what you gave him, which was offensively.
That's not
one of the worst offenses ever assembled. And so when Andrew said that at the very outset, that got my antennas up, and it was like, okay, even though Jimmy went on the, hey, 8 wins in 2 years is unacceptable, right? He gave the fiery speech to the fans to make it sound like they care and all that kind of stuff, and you know they're going to be trying selling PSLs in the dome and stuff like that and whatnot. So you got to show the fans, hey, we know we stink, we're sorry, we're going to try and fix this and all that. But you're never going to fix it unless you find a quarterback. You're never going to fix it unless you find a wide receiver one. You're never going to fix it unless you actually rebuild the offensive line again. We got spoiled by the group that was here. We got 5 to 7 years out of the core of that offensive line, which in NFL years is an eternity. Like John Dorsey did a phenomenal job putting that group together around Joel Bitonio.
Yeah.
Good
trade for Wyatt Teller.
What do you give up? Like a seven?
Sixth,
it was like a pick swap
like
for a seventh or something. Like,
Wyatt's been terrific.
Yeah. So that's the reason that there wasn't enough develop. Which then I wish I would have asked him. Well, wait a minute. The rookie class that you're taking victory laps for.
Say it.
Isn't that a result of some good coaching?
Thank you.
Like they developed quickly. So I just feel like that the you know Kevin, as much as I like and respect Kevin, and he's going to get a job during this cycle, I don't have a bad word.
If he wants one.
Yeah, and he does. I really don't have a bad word to say about the guy. I know fans got sick of him and all that kind of stuff, but I thought he did pretty good work here considering the circumstances that he had to deal with. It wasn't perfect. He made mistakes. He was held accountable for those mistakes because he was fired. But, you know, I don't think a head coach is going to fix what's wrong with the Cleveland Browns unless it's John Harbaugh. Because John Harbaugh, built a program in Baltimore for almost two decades. Okay, they drafted the same. They had a type. I made the joke earlier about Barry having a type, mm-hmm. right? They had a type, just like the Steelers do. You know, the Steelers have a type. Each position on the field, they have a type, and they constantly, either through free agency, trades, or the draft, bring those type of players in. Now, does that always work out in their favor? No. But they're very consistent in their approach and the type of player they're looking for at every single position. That's something the Cleveland Browns in this expansion era has never had. Now, they've had it, I'm sure, on a spreadsheet somewhere, but the regimes have never survived long enough for when you get to the natural wheel turning. I'm not talking about traditional turnover in NFL. I'm talking about, like, for instance, Joel Bitonio, okay? He's probably going to retire. That's, I think, why he got teary-eyed there when he was asked to reflect on the 12 years on Monday. I'm anticipating he's going to retire, and I'm not trying to put words in Joel's mouth or anything like that. I'm just making an educated guess. He's been through a lot here. But if he retires, like, the Browns need to find their next Joel Bitonio, a guy exactly like him, right? Joe Thomas, like, that should have been their type at left tackle. Dewan Jones is not Joe Thomas' type. Jedrick Wills was not a Joe Thomas type, and that's where they blew it, at that spot, right? You have types at each one of these positions, and again, regime. Now, hopefully Andrew Berry has, like, kind of established that with the roster, so when you go through the natural cycle of turnover, either through retirement or free agency or whatever, you just plug and play the next guy in, and that's what the Ravens and Steelers do every year, and it's no secret why the Ravens and Steelers have winning records every year.
And it seems like Andrew Berry has figured that out for the defensive side of things. He's yes. figured out in the corners, you know, what exactly he's looking for at the Tyson Campbell trade, the perfect example
with,
of that.
With a lot
exactly
of help from Jim Schwartz on that, I think.
Right. With Jim Schwartz, you could say the linebackers of the Carson Schlesinger stood in for JOK. We'll see what happens to JOK. Nobody knows. I just want him to be healthy and walk this earth without any issues. That's the number one thing with JOK. They have not figured that out with the offense, though.
Right.
Is there any chance... Because you say John Harbaugh, Jeff said John Harbaugh, I've said it, I'll say 95% of the fan base wants John Harbaugh in here. If John Harbaugh says...
It just makes way too much sense.
If he says, I'll do this, but I want my guy as the general manager...
Fine by me.
Fine by you?
I don't care. Blank check. You write the terms of your contract. You write the structure of the organization you want. You know, we don't. Like, we don't know what we're doing. That's why we're back in this position. We don't know how to win. We don't know how to win consistently at this level, okay? And so they need to listen to every word he says if they get the opportunity to interview him, and they need to implement a lot of it.
Do you think that's a big enough name for Jimmy Haslam to want to do that, though, to move on from Andrew Berry to bring in a guy who would best yeah. fit with John Harbaugh?
Like a Jimmy Johnson role when Jimmy right. was yeah. in Dallas.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Harbaugh has the...
Okay.
Harbaugh has the cachet to name his price, name his organizational structure, name his GM. Now, I don't know that...
And somebody will probably give it to him.
Right, and I don't know that Jim is going to be one of those guys, or John, I should say, is going to be one of those guys where he's going to come in and say, you know, everybody's got to go. Like, I'm just saying that's the latitude I'm willing to give him.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I'm not saying that that's what he's going to do. I'm just saying, though, to get him as a term of employment... Hey, man, if you want Andrew to stay, no problem, fine. But if we need to replace Andrew because you want to work with someone else, we will be more than happy to accommodate that.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else besides John Harbaugh who might fit that mold for you?
No.
Okay.
He's the unicorn.
No
okay.
McCarthy, no Jason
yeah,
Garrett.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm
Robert
giving.
Robert Saleh.
Yeah, no. Oh, God, no on Saleh. I have no interest in Robert Saleh
really?
Whatsoever. None. Listen. Here's the issue I have with him.
Please.
I watch Hard Knocks.
He was on your list of
okay.
goodies, Dan.
I like Saleh a lot.
Here's why
That's
I don't
why
like
I
him.
Wonder.
Because all I saw on Hard Knocks was him kissing the backside of Aaron Rodgers. We're just so happy that Aaron Rodgers is a New York Jet. Like, that was the messaging that was constantly being put out, right? Every team meeting, hey, Aaron's in the room. Oh, thank heavens, Aaron's in the room. Oh, I'm so happy I get to coach
That's
Aaron.
Good point, yeah.
Here's the thing. And
Did
then
we
Aaron,
bring him to our room?
He didn't, and he didn't. He didn't build a team that year because as soon as Aaron got hurt, that whole season went down the tubes.
Yeah.
But then conversely, look what happened with the Browns that year. The Browns went through four because they made the decision to play a fifth guy final week against the Bengals. That was a, you know, they wanted to save Joe for the playoffs to throw those pick sixes against the Texans. Got to rest the arm to do that. But
Jiminy Christ.
Sorry.
Does the flamethrower run out of gas at some point, or is it just a perpetual machine?
Daryl's had a week off. He's ready to go. No games in like 3 days.
No, there's not going to be a game for another like 8 months. But no, in all seriousness, all kidding aside, though, but like the Browns won 11 games that year because Kevin Stefanski built a team that year. That was a team. No matter who went out of the lineup, they fixed it. Robert Saleh had a good enough team. Without Aaron Rodgers, they could have been better. But because all his focus was on Aaron in training camp, and then Aaron went out, that fell apart. So I'm not convinced that Robert Saleh can build a football team. I think he's a great defensive coordinator. I don't know he can lead an entire football team when the going gets tough. And by the way, here in Cleveland, the going always seems to get tough.
All right, two things. Give me a time frame. What do you think? And where do you think Kevin lands?
I think the Browns are at the mercy of the rest of the dominoes around the league because I don't think that John Harbaugh is the last head coach to get fired. I think that there will be at least one playoff coach fired. And then that, depending where that is, like if Buffalo loses this weekend to Jacksonville, that job most certainly comes open. And obviously Harbaugh is probably going to want to consider that. They got Josh Allen up there, right? So
it's cold up there, though.
It don't matter. Like, that matters.
Hey, you built a guy a heated driveway here to get him to come.
Hey, they're going to have their new stadium's got a heated roof and a heated field. What else you want?
Bada bing.
You know, so I don't think it's going to be a quick process. I think it's going to be a very methodical process here for Andrew Berry and the Haslam Sports Group to go through all these candidates. We're going to hear some more names and more interview requests here in the coming days. And that's going to take some time for them to go through it. So, you know, this may take 2 to 3 weeks. And I would just caution Browns fans not to freak out if this takes 2 to 3 weeks, because it may take 2 to 3 weeks for the rest of these dominoes to fall. Because I think Harbaugh has to fall first. Stefanski has to fall second. Now, not so much for the Browns, but just for like the rest of them.
In the greater hierarchy here.
Yeah, all these candidates are in the pool, you know, and competing, you know, because you know, a lot of these guys are going to be interviewing for multiple jobs too. So,
where do you think Kevin lands?
I think Kevin is going to either, if Harbaugh lands, I think Harbaugh number one is going to go to the Giants, unless Green Bay or Buffalo opens. Then I think he goes there, and then that opens the door for Kevin to go to the Giants. But I think the three best teams in order for Kevin are the Giants, the Titans, and the Falcons. I think those three teams would fit Kevin Stefanski perfectly.
I agree with you. I would flip Tennessee and Atlanta. Daryl, thanks for your time.
You bet, guys.
You're a good
Daryl
man.
Ryder.
Thank you.
Brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.